Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 to the Hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Joe Barker. Joe, when's the new book coming out?
Oh, Lord. Let's put it this way. I'm in draft 2 with my co-author.
We can't wait.
We got wonderful critiques from our readers.
I've got a peek at it, folks. It's really exciting. Thank you.
If all goes well, by November, we'll have draft 2 done.
All right.
How's that?
Well, I've seen draft 1, and it's pretty exciting, so I'm looking forward to getting another peek at it, Joel. So put me down. Put me on the list.
And by the way, in the book, it's a novel. We address in fiction, but using real technology, how human beings manage the global overheating situation so that when the novel is taking place, we are managing and bringing the planet back to its previous optimism.
And to show you Joel's intellectual honesty, he even let me have some input into that discussion. So, what an intellectually honest guy, or maybe deranged, some people would call it. Hey, Joel, I want to continue our discussion on climate change, because I threw down some points. I made the point that the problem is that America has tripled our economy, our production, which helps the world, while we at the same time reduced our carbon footprint back to 1990 levels. And if you listen to the politicians who are proponents of climate change, if you listen to them, you would think we'd done nothing. So here's what I've determined, and I'll turn it back over to you then. What I've determined is that the people who should be discussing what we should do about climate change in America, we should not be letting the politicians take the lead. It should be people like you and people, not me, but people like me who are both intellectually honest people. That's where the debate should be, not people who are trying to get votes and scare people. I don't think they're helping your cause, Joel.
I think that's well said, and I would agree with it. The conversation needs to be outside the politics and inside the science.
Yes. Thank you.
And here's what we know, and you and I both know, and many people who are listening know this. If America focused on just three pieces of technology, jet engines that burn hydrogen instead of fuel, instead of petroleum, we could decarbonize the planet's air, which is right now being polluted by jet engines. That's fixable, and a better deal, by the way. It's a better energy source. We build wind generators, both out to sea and in the Great Plains, and those are loaded with jobs for Americans. In fact, we say they get built in America, but they don't get built at all.
And I agree with that, but you and I both know that you're not going to flip a switch and convert our carbon energy production over to wind overnight. It could take a couple of generations to make that shift, right?
Well, it probably won't, because of the natural gas that we have, which has really driven many of our biggest...
I agree, but I mean, I thought we were going to replace that too, though. I'm just saying,
sooner,
if we're really going to get
later,
rid of carbon, yeah.
It's a transitional fuel.
Yes.
Natural gas is a transitional fuel, and by the way, when we're done, we don't throw it away. We make oil out of it. And
well, why wouldn't currently... The people who, the climate change zealots, I call them the climate change zealots, which I don't consider you to be one. But why don't the climate change zealots recognize natural gas as that transition fuel and not a bad thing? Don't demonize how we get it out of the ground. What do you think?
I think so, and I think we ought to put a time scale on it, because we also know how quickly we can build the wind generators.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, they produce wonderful high-tech jobs that pay really well, and it never goes away because the windmill never goes away.
And it's sustainable, whereas you and I both know we're probably experiencing in some parts of the world what they call peak oil, meaning we're on the downhill slide, and eventually we're going to run out of natural gas.
Long way. We got a huge... huge, huge amount in North Dakota.
Right.
But the point is, we have other uses for that if we don't use it for fuel. So that's not a problem.
Right.
The issue is, and you hit it, we want sustainable systems. Just think about this. After you pay off your windmill, the wind keeps blowing.
All I know, Joel, as we wrap up here, as we got to go to our last couple of seconds here, we're not going to solve this if we treat the different sides of the debate as enemies, as if there's something wrong. If we could have more conversations like yours and mine, we could find solutions and make some progress.
Yep.
What do you think? Last thoughts.
Yep. Let's do it.
Yeah. JoelBarker.com, right?
Right. That'll get to my website.
And the films are at StarThrower.com. Folks, follow Joel. You'll get smarter and you'll thank me later. Joel, come back soon. Thank you very much for being here. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.